Pasuk at the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev tells us for Yisrael of as Yosef Mikol Bonov. Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef more than any of his other sons. Ki ben sekunim loy. And the Farshim ask that the Parasha begins with the words Vayeshev Yaakov. The Torah calls Yaakov Avinu by his name Yaakov. Why all of a sudden here does the Torah change by calling Yaakov Yisrael? Also, we really need to understand that why didn't Yaakov Avinu love Reuven more than any of his other sons? Just like we see his father Yitzchak Avinu had a special affinity to Yitzchak, to Esav, because he was the Bechor, so too should he have shown that appreciation to Reuven. Yet we find that the one that he loved, as the pasuk we just read says, Yisrael Av as Yosef. The Medrash and Parshas told us when it discusses the episode of Yaakov and Esav and how Yaakov received the brachas, the pasuk says Bo Achicha b'mirma, and says the Medrash b'chachmas tarasai. The Medrash is teaching us that even though Esau was indeed the Bechor, what Yaakov had was Yaakov was the bigger Talmid Chacham. And because he was the bigger Talmid Chacham, that's why he ultimately received the brachas. And that's what the Torah says regarding Yaakov's relationship with Yosef. Because Yosef was Ben Zakunim, and the Targum Unkla says, what does Ben Zakunim mean? He was a Ben Chacham. The fact that he was a Chacham made him the subject of that special love. But where did Yaakov Avinu learn from? Where did Yaakov Avinu learn that that is indeed the proper approach? Yaakov Avinu learned that from the Malach. When the Malach told Yaakov, Lo Yaakov Yo'aymer Oit Shimcha Kim Yisrael, and Rashi says, what was the Malach saying to Yaakov Avinu at that time? That the brachas that you received were not received in an irresponsible, improper manner. You deserve them. So we see that when Yaakov Avinu is called Yisrael, that is a testimony that the one who's a greater Talmid Chacham is the one who should be appreciated and loved and receive the brachas. And that's what the pasuk says here. Yisrael of as Yosef Mikol Bonov, even though Yosef was not the Bechor, ki ben zekunim loy, because Yosef was the Talmud Chacham. And where do we know that being the Talmud Chacham is what makes you be the one deserving of that relationship? For Yisrael, the fact that Yaakov Avinu was called Yisrael, the fact that the Malach agreed that Yaakov deserved the brachas because he was the greater Talmud Chacham, is the reason why Yaakov should love Yosef more. And the Torah, this week's parasha, as it continues discussing who Yosef was, the pasuk says, V'yar Adonov Kashem Itoy. Rashi says, how did Potiphar, the owner of Yosef, know Kashem Itoy? So Rashi says, Yosef was always speaking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I saw a beautiful word from the Yesod HaAvoida, the Slonim Rebbe. The pasuk says, V'yar Adonov, his owner saw. Shouldn't it have said, V'yeda Adonov, he knew. What caused them to see that, what is the scene? What did Potiphar see in Yosef that made him recognize that he is such a great individual? So he explained that, of course, when Yosef was in the presence of his owner, he acted with the greatest respect and with the greatest humility. But that's to be expected when a servant is standing in front of his owner. But what Potiphar saw and noticed about Yosef was when Yosef was alone, when there was no one watching, when there was no one that he needed to impress, he still acted in such a dignified, proper manner. That's the proof that he is a person that Hashem itai. Says the pasuk, V'yar Adonav. He observed how Yosef acted. He observed that Yosef didn't only act that way when he was in the privacy of his, when he was in public, but even in private, in his room, when no one's watching, he acted Kashem Itai. He acted in a special way. That's a proof, Kashem Itai. And that's really what stands out and represents what Klai Yisrael is all about. As we begin Chanukah, and we say in the Alanisim, it says, Masarta Gebarim Biyat Chaloshim, strong people were delivered in the hands of the weak. Rabim, the many, Biyat Matam, in the hands of the few. Temein Biyat Tahirim, Rishoyim Biyat Tzadikim, Zaydim Biyat Oiske Sarasachim. And many Mefarshim point out that Gebarim Biyat Chaloshim, that strong were delivered in the hands of the weak, and that many were delivered in the hands of the few, is understandably a fantastic nace. But what is the nace about Temeim Biyat Tahirim? And what is the nace of Rishoyim Biyat Tzadikim? So I saw, it's not that there's a special nace. What we say in Lanisim is that what we represent is the opposite of what the Yevonim represent. The Yevonim represent a life of Tumah. The Yevonim represent a life of Rasha. And they wanted to bring that kind of life into Klal Yisrael, a life which is the opposite of what we just said Yosef HaTzadik represents. Yosef HaTzadik represents a life of Ki Hashem Itoy, that wherever he goes, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they wanted to bring Tumah and Rishis and everything that's the opposite of Kedusha into Klal Yisrael. And we thank Hashem that they weren't successful. We thank Hashem that we recognize that what we are here for is to live a life of Kedusha v'Tahara. We're here to live a life where we are connected constantly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.